When we talk about Melech, Ozer, Mashiach, Amagin, there is an enigmatic piece in the Chuvas HaRashba about what the word Ozer means. It says the Rashba, Shiyesh Ozerim Rabbim Ba'ilam, there are many, many people or things that help in life. Le'itim Yazar Mishi Yazar. Sometimes whoever helps. Ve'in Tachas HaOzer Biyadu. But they don't have the ability to succeed in helping. Ki Lefamim. Sometimes the person that's trying to help you actually doesn't help you at all. So lots of people that try and help, and sometimes the people that help actually end up not helping. What on earth does the Rashba mean in this saying over here? Perhaps he means as follows. The Ozer is the action of helping, rather than the actual result of helping. Sometimes Hashem sends a shliach to help us. Whether it's circumstances or even people, when we need assistance. That Ozer is not even a Moshiach. A Moshiach is someone that saves us. So sometimes Hashem sends us an Ozer that is not Moshiach. Someone that's helping us or assisting us that actually is not succeeding in their outcome. The idea of thanking Hashem, even if the help that we're asking for doesn't come to fruition, is huge. Because we thank Him for the help and the assistance that we were given, regardless of the outcome. It's a deeper way of living. And therefore we need to thank Hashem, not only when the help and the assistance comes and fulfills our expectations, but even if we're currently in a situation where we have not yet been helped, where we're still in the tzara, we're still in the mess that we find ourselves in. We can still thank Hashem for every single shliach, every single circumstance that might have helped us even if it didn't. Why? Because potentially without that assistance, even if it wasn't successful, things could be a lot worse. And therefore every single mashu, every single detail of help that we ever receive is worthy of thanks in and of itself. The truth is, we have no idea, ultimately, what's going to bring us salvation. And the fact that Hashem sends many different shlichim, sends many different people, many different circumstances, in all manner of ways, we need to thank Him for that. And that can be very hard. But it's certainly living with a level of gratitude, an awareness of involvement in his life. It requires work, it requires effort, it requires investment. And sometimes it means thanking Hashem for circumstances in our life, even if it actually seems to be causing more pain than help. Sometimes there are things that were intended to help us end up wasting a lot of time and give us a whole load of headaches and agmas nefesh. But nonetheless, we need to thank Hashem. Why? Because Hashem wanted us to go through that situation, through that circumstance, through that journey, through that process. So Melech Ozer. Yesterday we said how He helps. We do our best and He does the rest. But here Ozer, even if we have not yet received the full salvation or even any salvation at all, thanking Hashem for any assistance that comes our way, even if right now it doesn't seem at all that it was successful. Nonetheless, being able to view that positively and waiting patiently for the salvation to come.